Welcome back to the show. Let's talk to Tony Cross. He's market analyst for Top Trader. Tony, very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick.
Right, we are talking Top Trader.
Yep.
Watching this for the first time, give me the headlines. Why should I consider this?
So if you you think you're any good as a day trader, what you might want to consider doing is opening an account through Top Trader with one of their panel of brokers. Top Trader will monitor your live trades, and every fortnight, every 2 weeks, the best trader is given a $10,000 allocation to trade on Top Trader's behalf, and the trader themselves takes 25% of any profits.
Understood. Okay, we've got three slides. Let's kick off with the first slide. Without further ado, what's this telling me?
Yeah, so this is just a quick look at the current position. Over on the right-hand side, we've got the who's running money at the minute. The most recent $10,000 allocation, that was awarded a week ago, so we've got another fortnightly phase finishing this Friday, but that was Stephen Gonsalves won the
well done.
won the 10 grand. Was given the 10 grand to trade on Top Trader's behalf. And there's the other three biggest allocations. There's about 25-30 Top Traders now in total running money. And then over on the left-hand side, just pulled out some of the star performers. Now, interestingly, there was a number of traders just didn't want to get involved last week. I think the market is quite difficult to call. When's it going to swing? We don't know. But interestingly, Amir there, my pick of the good trader last week, was doing a lot of trades on the S&P 500. That has been quite skittish. It's still going up, but it's popping both ways.
Yep.
Big swings on his P&L, but he's come out at the end of the week ahead. So, good call there from Amir. Raj, however, the down trader last week, just looking at my notes here, he has does have some very good long-term positions open, but there's a couple as well that are giving, we're going to look at the chart in a minute or so, but a long cable position got in at 125.31, and it's been flicking about, but it came off obviously on Friday with those retail sales figures. So I know where his stop is. That'll be interesting to see if he pulls it before it gets there.
Right. So okay, well, let's have a quick look at the actual slides. The Great British Pound against the US dollar.
That's it. So there's the
the long trade.
The long
clearly
trade
offside at the moment.
Yeah, but there's been some decent phases where we'd actually been in the money on that, but it was that that hiccup on Friday with the retail sales figures that rattled sentiment there. I guess perhaps the advantage here is, yes, that wasn't great for the pound, but where's the dollar going to go next? And especially, what's going to happen with the euros? We've got this Eurogroup meeting this afternoon. It's going to pick up on the Greece. It's going to be an impasse by all accounts back in the Last Chance Saloon. Will that be enough to see some safe haven money come into the pound, especially down at these depressed levels?
Understood. Let's move on to the next slide, the final slide. The S&P 500, as you said.
Yeah, just to give an idea of what Amir has been trading over the last week or so, and some upticks there. He's actually called a couple of the shorts quite well, as not big moves lower, but he has managed to pick off some profits on this is one on February 13 to 14 there, another one where's that about February 16 to 17. Just running into the weekend break, but then a big rally on the S&P Friday night. But these figures do reflect his position after the close on Friday.
Tony, I know you're going travelling. Have a safe trip. Thank you as always. That's Tony Cross from Top Trader.